Tory Premier Kathleen Wynne speaking to Liberal supporters at her party's annual general meeting this past weekend. She was alluding, as you may have guessed, to Doug Ford, just one of the candidates in the race to replace Patrick Brown as leader of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party. Patrick Brown, of course, stepped down a week and a half ago amid allegations of sexual misconduct, allegations which he denies. An election is just 4 months away. Politicians across the spectrum are trying to lock down your vote. How are they going to do that? Omar Khan is with Hill & Knowlton Strategies. He was in the audience for Kathleen Wynne's remarks because he's Vice President of Engagement for the Ontario Liberal Party. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Jamie Watt, Executive Chairman of Navigator, has worked on past election campaigns, including that of the former Progressive Conservative Premier Mike Harris, but he is currently independent, and he's with us as well. Good morning to you.
Matt.
When these allegations first came to light, there were people, as I was saying, across the spectrum who said any number of things about the party, that the party was damaged, that the party would be just fine. I'll ask you, how damaged do you think this party is today?
Is that to me?
Yeah.
Look, first of all, I think the most important thing to talk about off the top is expressing, I think, gratitude and admiration, at least on my part, for the courage and determination shown by these two women who have brought forward allegations, and they are just allegations, but in my view, they're serious and credible allegations against Patrick Brown. The political fallout's going to be what it's going to be. On our side, we're less worried about who's going to be leading the other guys than we are about fighting for people and the people of Ontario. Who care greatly about the future of this province, who care greatly about access to medications for kids under 25, who care about addressing income inequality by raising the minimum wage. The other guys, I think whoever has declared their intention to run, all of them opposed moving the minimum wage to $14 this January. And I think those are the issues we're going to be focusing
That's
on.
That's a great stump speech, but it doesn't answer the question, which is how damaged is the party in the wake of what's happened in the last week and a half?
It's obviously been a distraction for their side. What we need to focus on as Ontario Liberals is who we're fighting for.
Has it changed the game plan for Ontario Liberals?
Whenever the opponent changes 3 months before the start of an election campaign, obviously it affects things. We're going to recalibrate as we need to. But at the end of the day, we're focused laser-like on what we're fighting for, the issues we're fighting for, and the people we're fighting for. Because this is going to be the fight of a generation. There's going to be a very important choice before Ontarians this June. We can go back to the future and roll back minimum wage increases, roll back enhancements to PharmaCare and OHIP, or we can continue with some of the bold changes that Kathleen Wynne has been moving forward on.
We'll have plenty of time, I'm sure, to hear the arguments from all the different parties on what they will and won't do. Jamie, what do you make of how the Progressive Conservative Party reacted to the allegations? It's incredible how quickly things have happened.
It is, Matt, and it shows that we're in a different time now. And it's really not up to me to opine on what I think took place. Let's look at public opinion polling. My good friend Greg Lyle at Innovative Research has done a very exhaustive look at Ontarians' viewpoints in this, and he's found something very interesting. The party has not been hurt. Now, certainly it's
the party has not been hurt.
No, it's in chaos, it's difficulty, and its plans have been all mixed up in the lead up to the election. But it hasn't been hurt, and here's why. One, Ontarians approve, 8 in 10 Ontarians approve of the way the Conservatives have handled the situation. But B, they don't see it as a Conservative problem. They see it as a male problem, as a problem that men have. And it could just as likely have happened anywhere else. Consequence of which, a number of people who had said no to the Conservatives because they didn't like Patrick Brown are now willing to consider them again. So perversely or unexpectedly, the Conservatives are potentially in better shape.
What are the issues that the party still faces? There's the matter of membership. Patrick Brown is trumpeting the fact that there were 200,000 members. Now, nobody really knows how many members of the party there are. It might be 130,000. It might be fewer than that. What are the other issues that the party faces?
Well, when you're in the last stages before an election, you want to lock things down. You want to be starting to implement your plan. And all of a sudden, all their plans are out the window as they have to scurry around now and figure out who the new leader is going to be and the approach that they're going to take. So that is a big issue.
But you say that there's an opportunity.
But it comes with an opportunity, for sure.
Is it about who is chosen as leader that will galvanize whether they take that opportunity or not? I mean, people focus on the horse race in political parlance. And they're people. I mean, it's Christine Elliott and Doug Ford and now Caroline Mulroney. Is it about who is actually chosen in that position, or is it about the party and what the party actually wants to do?
Well, it's about who's chosen, because what's happened is a bunch of people said no to Patrick Brown, and a bunch of people are now saying, well, now that he's not there, I'm going to give it a second look. I'm going to give them a second chance. So frankly, it's all about who they choose.
And who do they need to choose?
I think they need to choose somebody who is more to the center. I think they've got to choose somebody who's more open. I think they've got to choose someone who, in many ways, is like the more like the governing Liberals. I don't think this is a time.
Sounds like Patrick Brown.
Well, yes, but I think there were some issues around the way he led and his personality. I think he was on the right track in many ways. I don't think this is a time for division. I don't think this is a time for pitting one Ontarian against the other. I don't think there's any market for that right now.
The three candidates who are running for, and there's just three now who have entered to run for the leadership, have all said the same thing about the Liberals, that is, time's up. I mean, it's over and done with. The party's been in power for 15 years. People want change. How do you as a party try and deal with that sentiment?
Well, you implement change.
A party that's been around for 15 years is the party of change.
So look, so under this government and the McGuinty years, especially since 2008, Ontario has actually experienced unprecedented economic growth, to the point where the unemployment rate now is the lowest it's been in 17 years, and Ontario's leading the G7 in economic growth. That aside, what we've noticed is that growth, the benefits of that growth, have not been shared equally throughout all segments of society. One of the stories the premier shared in her speech over the weekend was of visiting a food bank and being told by the folks running that food bank that, unlike before, most people visiting or using their facility now actually have full-time jobs. So,
but they're still using food banks.
They're still using food banks. So we don't find it as Ontario Liberals acceptable that somebody with a full-time job has to worry about where their next meal is coming from. That's the change we're implementing.
Wouldn't somebody perhaps say that the party's been in power for 15 years if you wanted to change that and ensure that people who had jobs didn't rely on food banks? Was it up to you? That's why people then say change. I just wonder, how does a party deal with that idea of an expiry date?
So like I said, by making bold moves. You know, I'm not going to relitigate the last 14 or 15 years. I think the record stands for itself. Some of those stats I just mentioned speak to that. But at the end of the day, what you need to focus on is when you have a shift in global shift in the makeup of your economy, where we see, especially in the U.S. and around the world, growing income disparity between the top 1% and everybody else, you need to make some bold moves to address that.
Jamie,
and that's what Kathleen's been doing.
How big of an issue is change in this election?
Well, change is going to be the issue. The question is, change to what? And I think that's the thing that Conservatives are going to have to deliver on, which is change to something that's new and exciting and important for Ontarians, because if they don't deliver on that, and as Omer says, the Liberals are able to change within themselves and offer people change without changing the actual party, then the Conservatives aren't going to do very well.
What about the NDP?
Well, you know, I mean,
people have said this could be Bob Rae government all over again, that you have two parties that people can't figure out where they're going, and you have the NDP that comes straight up the middle.
You know, people who say that, but then I say back to them, where's the evidence? I mean, we have just not seen these New Democrats have any traction for years and years and years. It doesn't make sense. You look at their leader, you say to yourself, you know, they ought to be a legitimate opportunity and alternative, rather. And it just doesn't happen. Election after election, month after month, it just doesn't happen. So I don't know what's out there that's going to change that to make that happen right now.
Kathleen Wynne said this weekend that she admits that it's an uphill battle. How steep is that hill?
Well, I think it's very steep. The Liberals have they're in a tough spot. I think the good news for the Liberals is that anyone who is mad with them has left. They're gone. Right. Whoever was pissed off due to whatever issue, they're gone. And I think David Hurley and his campaign team are doing a very good job for the Liberals of incrementally building support. And if you look month after month, the delta, the change, it's going up very nicely. The question is, and it's a fair question, not a partisan one, the question is there enough runway? Is there enough time between now and the 7th of June to get that, to have that growth take place?
Omar, that's the open question. How steep is the hill?
It's an uphill battle. You know, Kathleen and the Ontario Liberals were the underdogs. But if you look at her career, she's always been the underdog. She was an underdog when she took out a sitting incumbent trustee. She was the underdog when she beat John Tory in 2007. She was the underdog when she won the leadership of the Ontario Liberal Party. And she was an underdog when she won, you know, defying most pundits' predictions, a majority government in the last provincial election. So it's an uphill battle. It's the fight of our lives. Everybody's got to be manning the barricades.
Whatever cliche you'd want.
There you go. But, the values that Ontario Liberals hold dear are, I believe anyways, are Ontario values. And we're going to fight as hard as we can over the next 3 months.
Clock is ticking. We'll chat again as the election in June gets closer. In the meantime, thank you both.
Thank you.